The Ministry of Education and Sports has given schools a one-week grace period to fully implement Ebola standard operating procedures SOPs following fresh cases linked to the ongoing outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. As schools reopen for the new term, the Ministry of Health has issued fresh guidelines requiring learning institutions to put in place measures aimed at preventing the spread of Ebola, warning that schools remain among the most vulnerable settings because they bring together large numbers of children from different areas. However, by Monday morning, many schools were still ill-prepared to fully comply with the required SOPs, with several lacking basic preventive measures such as hand-washing facilities, temperature screening guns, isolation spaces, and other key requirements. Dr. Kedre Sturyagenda, the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Education and Sports, says schools have been given this week to ensure all Ebola prevention requirements are in place. The permanent secretary urged school leaders to reflect on the devastating impact of the 2022 Ebola outbreak, whose epicenter was in Mubende and Kasanda districts, and how quickly infection spread once the virus entered schools. The virus was particularly deadly among young children, with reports indicating a case fatality rate of about 74% among children below the age of 10.